This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nastahdihi, wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي أَمَّا بَعْدْ All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today to perform the Salatul Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. As you know, the theme of this week is good character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following his examples. And I'm sure that you have learnt many of the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if I ask every single one of us here, do you love the Prophet? Everyone will say yes. None of us here will say no. We all want to be just like him. And there is a story that I want to share with you about a young man who wanted to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And this was a story told to us by the pious predecessors. So he had an ustad, a teacher, that he would regularly go, sit with him, you know, he would learn from him and so on. And one day he went to his teacher and he said that, I heard that when you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream, the vision of that Prophet that you see, that is exactly what he looks like. Shaitan cannot change the appearance of the Prophet in the dreams of people. So the Shaykh said, yes, that is true. If you are fortunate enough to see the Prophet in your dream, then that is what he looks like. So every day, you know, he tried. Every time he went to sleep, he hoped to see the Prophet in his dream. But he wasn't seeing the Prophet. And then he came to his Shaykh and he said, you know, I want to see him, but I don't see him in my dream. What can I do? So the Shaykh said to him, tonight, come over my house for dinner. And he said, okay, I will do so. And the Shaykh told him that I want you to also stay at my house. And he said, okay. So that night he went to the house of the Shaykh and the Shaykh told his wife to make a nice meal, but make the meal very salty. Make the food very, very salty. And don't give any water. So the wife said, okay. And she cooked a meal, made it very salty. And this student came, this young man, he came. And then the Shaykh, the young man that had a meal, and the Shaykh gave him the meal to eat. And he had the food, he had the meal. And it was very salty. And of course, when the food is salty, you feel like drinking water. But water was not given to this person. And out of, you know, he had a lot of respect towards the Shaykh. He never asked for any water. So later on that night, you know, just about you know, before he fell asleep, he was really thirsty. But there was no way to go and ask for water. I mean, it's not like you can go open the tap and drink water. It was back in those days. So he thought, okay, you know what? I'll fall asleep without drinking any water. So then the next morning, the sheikh spoke to the student and said, did you see the dream? And he said, no, I didn't see the dream of the Prophet. You know, I thought maybe tonight I will, but I didn't. And then the sheikh asked him, what did you dream about? He said, I dreamt, you know, there was a river, a flowing river, some waterfall, and so on and so forth. Then the sheikh gave him a lesson and said, do you know why you were dreaming about water? He said, why? He said, because I purposely gave you a meal that was so salty that the entire night you were just thinking about water, that you need to drink water. And that night that you fell asleep, you were dreaming about water. So if you truly want to see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your dream, then you have to live the life of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, loving the Prophet, thinking about the Prophet regularly, and definitely you will see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your dream. So this is a story that has been told to us, that if we truly want to see the Prophet, then we need to love him. We need to follow his way. And even better than that is to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment. Imagine that. Imagine on the day of judgment, the Prophet calls you towards him. I've been looking for you, come, you're with me. How amazing would that be? And even better than that, seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise. That is the ultimate, ultimate, ultimate reward for a believer. To see the face of your Creator on the day in Jannah. How amazing would that be? So for this to all happen, we need to change our mindset. We need to change our heart. We need to make sure that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as much as we can. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, none of you truly believe until I am more beloved to him than his father, than his parents, than his children, and of all of mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I need to be more loved to you. You need to love me more so that we can taste the sweetness of faith. So we learn from this that if we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it should not only be lip service. It should not only be saying that I love the Messenger of Allah and that is it. We need to truly love him in the heart. And when you love someone, you will do things to show that love. I know it's hard because we haven't seen the Messenger of Allah. We don't know what he looks like. He's not with us. But his sunnah is alive. And to show that love towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to follow his sunnah. And one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever actively observes my sunnah, then he has loved me. And whoever loves me shall be with me in paradise. So how can we show our love towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How can we express our love? Because as I said, it's not just lip service. So I'm going to mention four things inshallah. Number one, to show that love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you need to accept that he is your perfect role model. You need to accept that he is my ultimate role model. Now, I know a lot of us, we see other people around us as role models, and that's great. Absolutely fine. If they bring benefit to you, you want to be just like them. And sometimes we follow people that may not bring any benefit to you, but you take them as a role model, and you want to do things like them. You know, probably a classic example, and I'm sure all of you can relate to this. You know, when a person is playing soccer, and he scores a goal, sometimes the celebration of the goal is just like Ronaldo. Everyone is doing that. So many people are doing that. That's because people see him as a role model and it's exciting, right? And everyone knows how famous he is. And we all accept that. We all know that. But imagine now living your life just like how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived. following his way, his example, doing the exact same things that he did. How amazing would that be? Does Ronaldo know you? No. But does the Prophet ﷺ know us? Yes. He will be looking for us on the Day of Judgment. How amazing would that be? So to accept that the Prophet ﷺ is definitely our role model. I mentioned in the verse previously as I started my khutbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have an excellent example. Allah is saying, he is your excellent example. For whoever has hope in Allah and the last day, and remember him often, should follow him. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So this is something that we need to do. Our mindset needs to change. Our first role model is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one that I'm going to look up to. He is the one that I'm going to be like. Number two, and of course stemming from that, following his beautiful footsteps, following his sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the hadith that we have studied, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent to perfect good character. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything that he has done in his life was always good, subhanallah. So if we want to be a good Muslim, a person who Allah ta'ala loves, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model that we want to follow, that we want to be like. So follow his footsteps, follow his sunnah. And I always say, and I'm going to continue saying this, many of us, we don't fulfill the sunnah because it's only sunnah. We have this in our mind that because it's sunnah, I'm not getting sin for it, so I'm not going to pray my sunnah. I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. But if you truly love the Messenger of Allah, if you truly want to be with him on the Day of Judgment, you will follow that sunnah because it's a sunnah. You know the Sahabas, when they would travel, and they knew the Prophet would travel, if they knew that the Prophet sat under a certain tree, for no reason at all, maybe he was resting, they would actually do that. They would say, hey, I'm sitting here because the Prophet sat here. No other reason. They would even go to that extent and sit down under a certain tree because the Prophet sat down under that tree. Subhanallah. They went to that extent because of that love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is something that we definitely need to have, inshallah. We will continue in the next khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Number three, the third way to show our love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sending our peace and blessings upon him. You see how many times I said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? One of the ways to show you truly love him by saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever you hear his name, your heart should shake. Your heart should shake with the love of the Messenger, and immediately your mind should tell you, say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You're sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every time you sit down, and I want you to remember, when you sit for tashahud, when you're sitting in the sitting position of the prayer, and you're reciting at-tahiyyatu lillahi until the end, and then you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. This is sending your peace and your blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how beautiful is that? The one who does this, then inshallah on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be there with us, finding us, calling us with him. Because you remembered him here, he will remember you on the Day of Judgment. So send salutations, send your blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And finally, this is for me one of the greatest things that we can do. If you truly love the Messenger of Allah and you want to show that love and you want to follow him, then read about the Prophet's life. If you don't like to read, then listen to the Prophet's life. There are so many different books about his life. There are so many different, you know, sheikhs who have spoken about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the things, and I've shared this with many of you before, subhanallah, when I, the day I got married, my father-in-law, he gave me a gift. And I still remember this gift. It's an amazing gift. He gave me an iPod at that time. And in that iPod, there were lectures of a certain sheikh that spoke about the entire life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Meccan period, the Medina period. He also spoke about the lives of the prophets that came before. And there were lectures about so many of the Sahabas, the entire Umar series, the entire Abu Bakr series. And there were so many lectures, and I was hooked. I loved it. Every time I was in the car, I would listen to it. Every time I was at home as well, in my free time, I would listen to it. And when you listen to these stories, it shakes your heart. And you want to be just like them. And trust me when I say this. Any movies that you have seen that inspired you, any stories you may have read in a novel, nothing beats the stories of the Prophet ﷺ. Nothing beats the stories of the Sahabas. Nothing beats the stories of the prophets that came before. When you read about them, something happens in your heart. And you want to be just like them. Imagine that love, that shows true love. And when you follow their way, it just shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your sincere intention that you want to be with them on the day of judgment. So our thoughts should be the akhirah. That, Ya Allah, I want to be with them on the day of judgment. Imagine sitting in Jannah, in your beautiful place. And then you get a call from the Prophet ﷺ saying, come, hang out with me. Let's go together. Let's go somewhere. How beautiful would that be? But to experience that, to get that, today, while we are alive, we need to love the Prophet ﷺ, follow his examples, be just like him. And we will see, inshallah, that we will be with him on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us truly love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say ameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all be with him on the day of judgment. Say ameen. Also, you probably have heard there has been a brother, I think a relative of one of our students here at our school. Unfortunately, while he was playing soccer one day, he had a heart attack. And he is in coma at the moment. SubhanAllah, so the request is to make sincere dua for him. To make sincere dua for him, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a speedy recovery. Say ameen. Ibadallah, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please stand up, make your rose.